USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
And hot! Welcome to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studio in partnership with podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, the Wirenut Home Services.
All right, listeners, welcome back to the Veterans Voice podcast. We got a good episode coming up this week. We got Bob, our chief of operations here at Mount Carmel, and we have Marshall, who is the El Paso County Veterans Service Officer. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Marshall, since we haven't had you on before, at least not recently, give us a little bit of a, you know, introduction, background, veteran history, things like that.
Thank you. Marshall Bosworth. I'm the El Paso County Veterans Service Officer. I spent 25 years in the U.S. Army as a medic, a couple deployments to Iraq, and I was fortunate enough after retirement in 2012 to get hired on with the Veterans Service Office, starting out as the front desk clerk, and I've worked my way up to being the manager of that office. So, you know, my focus is taking care of the veterans and the family members that live in our community. Mm-hmm. We partner with Mount Carmel, and we have veteran service officers at this location as well as our main location, and that's really what we primarily do currently, is just filing VA benefits claims for veterans and their family members.
Okay. 25 years as a medic. Wow. That's quite the career. We'll get into that in a little bit. Bob, how's it going today?
Good. I'll tell you, having Marshall here is great. He's going to talk about the annual Veteran of the Year for Paso County Award, which is pretty fantastic. But I think one of the things, you know, that we're so proud of at Mount Carmel is partnerships. And one of our very first partnerships was with the county to have veteran service officers work in our building. You know, mm-hmm. they've been there since the beginning, since 2016. And to have a public-private partnership like that, where you have the wraparound services of Mount Carmel with tremendous veteran service officers. As a matter of fact, the two veteran service officers that are there, Paul and Rich, used to work for Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. So the deep-seated understanding of helping vets and understanding the programs is pretty fantastic. It's a model that I'm trying to spread all around the state.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great resource. And honestly, I didn't even know veteran service officers were a thing until I got involved here at Mount Carmel. But yeah, every county has one. Is that correct?
Every county is required to have one. Some counties actually partner if they're smaller.
Okay.
So there's a few counties in Colorado that you have one veteran service officer that's covering two counties.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So listeners, if you're either active duty or soon to be veteran or a veteran currently, reach out to Mount Carmel here and they'll get you situated with your county's local VSO. But Bob, let's recap the parade real quick. We had a lot of listeners pull me aside and say they heard you on the podcast, amping them up.
pretty fantastic. We're very proud this year because we've been doing, we're in the St. Patrick's Day parade. You know, I think today's the official first day of spring. Is that true?
I think so.
Yeah. So the St. Patrick's Day parade is usually the gateway to spring. You know, last week, if you remember, like we were in the Arctic.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't that bad. The weather, there's a lot of enthusiasm. It's the beginning of the spring season, and we normally have a breakfast. Mm-hmm. The great late Sam Guadagnoli allowed us to use Blondie's. His wife Kathy has continued the tradition, and this year it was very interesting because John O'Donnell, who's the promoter of the parade, was also the grand marshal. It was the 40th anniversary of the parade, so we combined the Grand Marshal event with the Mount Carmel fundraiser, and we did it at Cowboys because mm-hmm. it's a bigger space. It was really good to have John and Carol there as the co-Grand Marshals. Tara Thomas, who's a former Grand Marshal, presented the sash. Randy Gratishar was on hand, Hall of Famer for the Broncos. Broncos cheerleaders were there. We had a good crowd. There was good Irish music. you know, just a chance to bring veterans, military members, family members together prior to the parade, you know, to celebrate those things. The Grand Marshal, Randy making the Hall of Fame, and of course, Mount Carmel was the benefactor of the event. You know, we're hoping that it becomes the norm every time on St. Patrick's Day Parade Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was out there. I had a great time. I'd never been with Mount Carmel. I was down there last year, but yeah, it was awesome to be a part of Mount Carmel Cowboys there. And I saw Paul driving the truck with Justina walking behind in her heels.
Yeah, Justina, God bless her. She always, it happened 3 years ago when I was having trouble, that's Justina Baker, having trouble motivating people. And I went to her and, you know, she kind of got people together. She had it was my favorite costume, Poison Ivy, which just so happens to be green like St. Patrick's Day. And you know, she's got a great personality, and she motivated people and got a lot of people enthusiastic about us in Mount Carmel. And she's a mainstay in doing this every year.
Right.
So I normally run / jog. In the 5K this year, I was excused because our program overlapped. But I will be in the Tillman Honor Run on 13 April. If anyone's interested in the Tillman Honor Run, pretty fantastic event coming up in honor of Pat Tillman. You can reach out to us and get more information on that. It's 4.2 miles on the 13th of April at the Norris Penrose Event Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, it was freezing cold. I saw those runners out there in gloves and hats and scarves and all kinds of stuff. I think it was like 28 degrees when they took off.
Yeah, you could tell the real serious guys because they're running up and down the street in shorts and tank tops. And, you know, they don't want any drag and they got their gloves on. I'm like, that's a serious runner. I bet that guy wins.
Yeah, they ran to downtown to warm up and then ran the 5K.
Yeah.
Well, Marshall, we'll go into the Veteran of the Year Award here in shortly, but I want to go over with Bob real quick a little bit of history of Mount Carmel with Jay and this whole situation. So,
you know, we lost Jay a couple weeks ago, a fantastic mentor and friend. Jay always reminded me that Mount Carmel is his legacy and that he was so proud. I had the pleasure of getting to know him as a friend and a mentor when I was working on Fort Carson from 09 to 12. He was a big fan of the military. You know, he has roots in Trinidad, so he's done some great things for the city of Trinidad. And basically, he's the one who came up with the idea of doing a nonprofit to help veterans. So I've had the privilege for the last 10 years of delivering Jay's vision. He's been wonderful about giving guidance, overseeing some great things that we've done. His daughter Gina is my direct supervisor who handles both nonprofits, the Mount Carmel Health and Wellness Center in Trinidad and Veteran Service Center. So we're doing great work. You know, of course, without Jay, I mean, his spirit will live on in me as I deliver his legacy. As long as I'm doing this work, I will always think about, you know, we have a saying, what would Jay do? Mm-hmm. And I always think about that when I'm executing the services of Mount Carmel, you know, what would Jay do moving forward? So we'll miss him. His legacy will live on. As a matter of fact, on the 26th of March, which is next Tuesday, the mayor has dedicated it as Jay Cimino Day for the city. They'll do a proclamation in his honor, and then we'll have a little bit of a reception at Mount Carmel, you know, continuing to honor him, his great work, and his mm-hmm. legacy.
Yeah, I'm pretty new to the Mount Carmel team. I never had the opportunity to meet Jay, but like you just said, he left a legacy, and it's very apparent in all of you guys who've been here for a long time, and we definitely owe it to him to carry that legacy out here at Mount Carmel.
Well, you know, he always said the most important thing you can do is help people and have great partners. And he said to me at the beginning, you know, I had 30 years career in the military, and you know, we know in any leadership position in the military, you're responsible for the lives of your troops, and you got to take care of their families. And he said to me, you know, Colonel, when you bring someone into the Mount Carmel building, you are responsible for them. Are you ready to do that? And I said, absolutely. And it is a big responsibility to make sure when somebody comes in, nobody, nobody comes in those doors right there across the street at their best, right? People come in needing something, and, and it's our obligation to provide whatever we can to support them. So we did a partner event about 8 months ago. I remember Jay came to the event, and he was so moved by the partners and what they meant and how we came together. He wrote me a note, which I still have in my office, thanking me and, you know, stated that he never imagined that the impact would be so great with so many people. So I'm going to keep that to remind me of his positive motivation and to keep the growth and keep touching more veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know much about Jay's career in the military, like what he did?
Yeah, Jay was a Marine in the 50s. He his father passed away when Jay was in the Marine Corps. So Jay left to come home and make sure he could take care of the family. But he never forgot the impact of the leadership of the service, the way, specifically in his case, the way the USO helped him once he lost his dad. And that those kind of experiences are things that led to him wanting to do more for veterans and military so that they remain strong.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, he sounds like a legend. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit Optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
Bob's done this a couple times, but every time we have a new guest on the show, we always ask him to tell us a funny story from when they were in the military. So if you want to play back your 26 years as a medic and find one funny story, it could be anything.
Thanks for putting me on the spot with that, because I'm not sure I can.
Maybe Bob's got another funny story.
Yeah, we'll leave that one to Bob.
Oh, my God. So for me, it's all, you know, it's what an honor it is to serve, and probably the most important thing, it's not really funny, but it's amazing, especially while deployed in combat zones, the resiliency of our troops in the military and how, no matter how dire the circumstance, and we've all been there, you got somebody who knows how to keep people focused, make light of very, very challenging situations. So although it's not funny, I think my comment is, you know, a tribute to the resiliency of our troops. I'm reading a lot about different teams and sports, especially at the pro level, but there's no better team of teams than our military. And when our military members come out, you know, we're looking at for Veteran of the Year person. I mean, they understand what teamwork is. They understand how to bring people together and bring out the best in people. So to me, it's not a specific story. It's just an experience of having a team of teams, whatever your role is, knowing that when you look to your left and to your right, you can count on that person. It's probably the most important lesson that I've brought out of service. Any rank, any gender, race, creed, one team, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You have people in the military are a different breed. And like you just said, you have that team dynamic, that discipline. And just because you get out doesn't mean you stop serving. I think veterans in the, you know, corporate workforce and just day-to-day life are still, you know, holding the charge with a lot of these companies and things like that. So, you know, just because we've gotten out doesn't mean we've lost our purpose. We can still hold those same values and stick to those same disciplines that we did while we were serving.
Yeah, I mean, if I can add to Please. What Bob said, without a, I'm not a good funny story
Take
person,
the easy way out.
But yeah, I mean, I think what Bob said is key. Like at the state, you know, I'm actually the Colorado Veteran Service Officer Association president.
Okay.
And so I work very closely with the Colorado Division of Veteran Affairs. And we actually have a saying, one team, one fight. Mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, what we've come to the conclusion of is, you know, as veteran service officers, we are one team. It doesn't matter if we get paid by the counties or by the state or even by the federal government, but we're all here for the same purpose, and that's to help each other. Mm-hmm. And so changing the attitude that has been around for many years of, you know, we're this agency, we're this agency, we're this agency, or we're a nonprofit and you're a government agency. You know, we're really breaking down those barriers and creating these partnerships like we have with Mount Carmel, and creating the partnerships where, you know, I can call up somebody at the VA and they're going to say, hey, Marshall, whatever you need to make this event work, we're going to make that happen together. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing nowadays, not just in this community. This community, I think, leads the way, mm-hmm. but it's starting to happen across the state of Colorado, and it's actually trickling out across the nation. So yeah. I think that teamwork that Bob is referring to, and the leadership that comes out of the military that is leading these teams at whatever level or whatever organization you're with, is actually starting to show.
Yeah.
And I think we're getting a lot better as time goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's a really interesting concept. I think, you know, veteran community team aside, I think just as Americans, if we did that more and just treated Americans as if we were all one big team, we'd be in a lot better place.
You're listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Well, gentlemen, you guys got anything else you'd like to cover today?
I'm just happy to be here with Marshall. He's doing great work, and we're honored to be partnered with the county and the great VSOs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would like to mirror that sentiment back to Bob. We've had the partnership since, I remember our first VSO was over here where they were still doing construction out in the lobby. So we've been here from those first days, and it's been a great partnership. And I appreciate your guys' time and allowing me to come on here and talk about the Veteran of the Year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely have to keep you on our schedule for the upcoming months. Well, Marshall, thanks for coming on the Veterans Voice podcast. And Bob, always an honor to have you on. We'll see you next month. But for now, we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
Wirenut Home Services. Every season brings a new strain on your home systems. Veterans Voice partner, the Wirenut Home Services, is the company you can count on to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. They're family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wirenut does that. Call 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021. Welcome back to the show, listeners. This is Angie Baker-Saunders here with the Veterans Voice. And for this segment, we have Blake Schwank on the podcast today to discuss his growth, his company's growth, Colorado Computer Support, our growth here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and how we are working together to serve the Colorado communities and our veteran community as well. Hi, Blake.
Hi, thanks for having me, Angie.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you here, Blake. So tell us a little bit about what your company has been seeing in the ways of innovation this year.
Well, everybody's talking about AI, and actually we're Colorado Computer Support, but we're currently changing that. We also have CCS IT Pros as another name for our company.
So and IT Pros. So what service are you providing with?
So
that?
We provide IT services, but we found that we keep getting more work outside of the state, and we want to expand more outside of just Colorado. So
wow! Congratulations.
Government, federal, VA kind of work, and so. we figured that CCSIT Pros was a more fitting name and isn't as limiting as Colorado Computer Support is.
Right.
But yeah, we do IT services, cybersecurity, staff augmentation, service desk, that kind of stuff for our clients that are out there.
So I'm curious, you've heard of VBOC here, and that's associated with Mount Carmel, the Veteran Business Outreach Center, and I know that they do a lot to help coach folks. Have you connected with VBOC?
Yeah, we've done actually quite a bit with VBOC and Aaron and Kia over there, and they've been a great resource through some of their events and just counseling with them to, they exist, I think, to help new businesses get off the ground. But we've been around for 23 years,
right.
But there's still things to learn, and especially expanding from local county government into more, bigger opportunities that are out there. They've been a great resource for us.
That is excellent. And that is one thing that I hear that VBOC is great for new businesses or folks who are trying to build a business plan and get grants and things. But I have seen some amazing work where they have taken existing companies that are trying to make that pivot toward, furthering their reach or expanding the services that they offer. So I love to hear those kinds of success stories and that you can recommend that to our veteran listeners out there who might be looking at, what's the next leg? What's the next jump toward growth that I can make in my own entrepreneurial journey? So we always love to see those success stories. So, that's great.
Yeah, unfortunately, they weren't around when we did this 23 years ago. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I had a smart wife with a business degree. She was able to figure out the make sure
the
we
business side of it.
The business side of it.
And you could tinker with all the computers and do the fun stuff. Yeah.
And she was able to set up the business side of it. But that's the basics, right? So she got all that. So we made sure we paid our taxes, made sure we, saved money to pay Uncle Sam. But then the next level beyond that is, how do you market? How do you grow?
How do you scale
the business?
Right. Absolutely.
And, it was, 5 or 6 years into the business before we found a business coach that really made a huge difference in how we ran and operated the business. And that's what VBOC brings. Mm-hmm. And VBOC, business coaches cost a lot of money. I think VBOC costs how much?
It's free.
It's free.
Right?
So,
yes, absolutely.
It's almost like an infomercial.
Yeah. No, it is. But it's a worthwhile one because it really is for the benefit of our entrepreneurs out there. So many veterans come out of, service and in transition, and the mindset. I think that there's something unique in veterans that lends them oftentimes toward that entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this is just an opinion. Do you have an opinion on that?
No, I think when you get out as a veteran, and so we have several companies that are owned and started by veterans that that are our clients, but you've got the passion. You've got the drive. You're willing to work hard. You know what it's like to be in the suck kind of thing. So you've been through hard things. You're willing to go out and try something different.
Mm-hmm.
But someone else has always paid the light bill. Someone else has always done the HR. Someone else has always done the payroll. Someone else has always done, the building leases. Someone else has always done everything while you're out there,
running
your unit, right?
Exactly,
And when you come out, it's a big shock for people getting out of the military. Just how do you go find healthcare,
right?
That's just one small thing. But how do you, when you start a business, they've not been working one-on-one with other businesses. So how do you start a business? Where do you go? How do you register with the state? How do you, form your company?
All the questions that you didn't even know you needed to ask. That's what VBOC is there to answer those questions for you and really help you navigate. So, great things to consider. So, as our listeners might know, Blake and Colorado Computer Support is our technology partner, and we do a lot of things together in collaboration between not just Veterans Voice and Colorado Computer Support, but Mount Carmel in general, because I think both of our organizations have
have a heart for helping veterans. You try to prioritize hiring veterans, right, and mentoring. Do you want to tell me a little
about,
bit more about
half
that?
Our staff are veterans.
Yeah, right.
And it's great because, you know, and not to take anything away from our folks that are not veterans, but
sure.
it is nice to have people that, you know, you have a similar background mm-hmm. with. You know, we've got some Navy, got Marines, Army.
But there's still a mutual cultural understanding.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it helps. And it also is, you know, if people are getting out and coming directly to us, we can help them with that transition. Mm-hmm. So we have a Marine that works for us that, you know, she's like 24 years old. The only thing she ever knew was the Marines. And so she also had to figure out how to navigate and, you know, people able to help
her
and
life,
understand
right? mm-hmm.
why they don't know how the civilian life works.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Well, thank you so much, Blake. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to the conversation today?
No. Thanks for what you guys do. And I think
absolutely.
if you're a veteran out there or a military spouse, you know, veterans absolutely need to go by the VA mm-hmm. and register with them and go through that whole process. But you also, you know, stop by and see what Mount Carmel is doing. And if you don't think, you know, if you don't need any help at all, then stop by and meet the folks
and
help
yeah.
support them. Because you also, you know, mm-hmm. you need volunteers from time to time and you need,
oh, absolutely.
You need
we
financial
do.
Help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always have events where they're looking for sponsors to help the military community and to give back. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of the military community that really needs help mm-hmm. and that aren't as blessed as we are. But even if you don't need financial help, food help, they've got mental health. They've got everything else that, mm-hmm. that you can help with.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out more, you can visit us at veteranscenter.org. You can shoot me an email at ambaker, that's ANBAKER, at MTCARMELCENTER.org. And we thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Blake.
All right. Thank you. And if you want to find us, you can find us at www.coloradosupport.com or 719-439-0599.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner the Wire Nut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans, be wary of those who may try to exploit you for financial gain. Report suspected fraud at va.gov/oig/hotline.